This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. At the height of the economic boom in North Texas, a new report points to a weak spot. Just how inclusive is that growth? That's been one theme of our One Crisis Away initiative, covering life on the financial edge. It's also the fulcrum of that new report by Cullum Clark, Director of Economic Growth at the George W. Bush Institute. Cullum Clark, thanks for being here.
Great to be here, Justin. Thank you.
First off, what exactly do you mean by inclusive urban growth?
Well, at the Bush Institute, we've started a whole line of work that begins with a simple premise, and that is an economy that really works lifts people up. It creates upward mobility for as many people as possible. And we've introduced a new idea to our work, and that is that cities have historically been the most powerful engines of upward mobility ever invented by humanity. We need our cities to work. Cities are where people traditionally go to seek a better life. And the Dallas-Fort Worth area, if we add it up, has been lifting many lives up. It's actually been a phenomenal economic success story, as I think is widely known. However, we're concerned at the George W. Bush Institute with the idea that there are big swaths of the city, increasingly, where essentially upward mobility isn't working very well. Areas of concentrated poverty, and we're talking about a lot of people living there. So we're really thinking very much at the national level, but with Dallas as, I think, an interesting case study on how to revive the engines of upward mobility in Dallas and other great American cities.
And you report that Dallas remains among the most economically and racially segregated cities in the country. How does that play out?
Of all of the metro areas that exceed 1 million people, there's 53 such cities in the United States. Of all those areas, we are the seventh most economically segregated. Now, what we've seen in over the last several decades is racial segregation has declined somewhat in Dallas and in all big American cities. But at the same time, economic segregation is growing. And in Dallas, we have a particularly high degree of economic segregation, a really stark bifurcation of our city into the have areas and the have not areas.
Do we know what's at play behind that that makes Dallas so high up on the list?
Yeah, trying to understand the whys is a really interesting question, and I can speculate a little bit, but I don't think that anybody has the master explanation that fully makes sense of it. I think that one factor is the fact that we're a relatively low-density city. There's always been land to expand into, right? To some degree in the city, certainly in the wider metro area. So that has meant, in a sense, if middle-income people are looking for an affordable place to go, very often, most of the time, the decision was probably to go outwards, out to the north and the west and in other directions, rather than to go into areas that were already heavily inhabited. If you're in a somewhat denser place, it probably does create something of a tendency towards integration just because there's nowhere else to go.
What do you think is the biggest challenge facing Dallas with concerns to inclusive urban growth?
I think that economically, the single biggest challenge for us to get right is really cracking the nut on housing affordability. The metro area as a whole, on average, looks relatively affordable compared to American cities. Increasingly, the city of Dallas does not. And that's a giant issue of our time. I think there's a growing recognition all over America that there is a powerful nexus between housing and opportunity. And for people essentially to be able to take advantage of opportunity, they have to be able to live within some reasonable range of it. And Dallas has been moving in the other direction. That poses a fundamental challenge to the whole economic sustainability of the city. And it poses a particularly Dallasite kind of challenge, because if you think about places like New York and San Francisco, I mean, they have housing affordability problems on steroids, way beyond even ours. And yet, if I was the mayor of Dallas, I wouldn't trade away my hand for the hand that's been dealt to the San Francisco or New York mayors. They face even bigger challenges. But to some degree, their economies can kind of take it. But the Dallas economy was built on affordability. It was really built on the idea that this is a place where you can actually manage to buy a home and achieve some semblance of the middle-class American dream. And if we get away from that, we're going to have a major sustainability problem for our economy. And the huge numbers of people pouring into the Dallas area are not going to want to do so as much if they can't afford to live here.
Cullum Clark is the Director of Economic Growth at the George W. Bush Institute. Thanks for taking the time.
Thrilled to be here. Thank you so much.